Today's date is November 2nd, 2009. This is John Erling. I have Frank Robson here. Frank, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
If you'll state your full name, your date of birth, your age as of this date.
My full name is Frank Carr Robson, and I am 80 years old, born October 18, 1929. Just had a birthday, 80 years young.
That's great. And where are we today as we're recording this?
Well, we're in my office in Claremore, Oklahoma. This is the company office of Robson Properties.
Tell us where you were born.
Well, I was born in the back bedroom at 411 East 6th Street in Claremore, Oklahoma. And it was the time when the mothers stayed in bed for 2 weeks after the child was born. And I was a big baby. I weighed over 13 pounds when I was born.
And whose house was this?
This was in my folks' house, L.S. Robson and Hazel Carr Robson.
And did you live there for a period of time?
I lived there, born and raised there. Lived in the house that I was born in, and we had a great neighborhood.
Let's go back to your mother's name and where she was from, and maiden name from maybe what country and all.
Well, she was from Kansas. She lived in Oswego, Kansas, and then she moved to Claremore. Her father worked for the O.E. Woods Lumber Company. That was a chain of lumber yards that were in this area at that time. He was later the manager of the O.E. Woods Lumber Company yard here in town. And he died when he was only like 48 years old. And my mother was a secretary. And my father came to town. He was from Georgia. He graduated from the University of Georgia Law School.
And let's get your father's name.
Yeah, Leland Stanford Robson.
Okay, so then he came to town.
He came to town. His first visit to Oklahoma was he came out here selling wherever cookware from door to door. This was just prior to statehood, about 1906. Mm-hmm. Of course, the state became a state in 1907. And he sold wherever cookware so he could go back and finish his education at the University of Georgia. And he liked it out here, so he came back then in about 1910 and met my mother. She was a secretary here in town for a company. He decided he wanted to come here, and one reason he wanted to come here was in Georgia, the land was basically owned by relatively few people, and he thought that this was the last frontier, and it was opportunity of a lifetime. So he came to Claremore, met my mother, and they got married, and he set up law practice here.
So he went back and got his law degree?
A law degree, Came out here and practiced law. He and G.C. Spillers. Mr. Spillers later moved to Tulsa because he thought more opportunity was there, and my dad stayed here. My dad didn't have a law practice, of course, and he told us that to make a living, what he did, and he couldn't type, but he could do it with index fingers. Yeah, he would type other people's papers for them for 10 cents a page on a hunt and peck system, and that's the way he made enough money to survive until he got some clients.
So then he got some clients.
Got some clients.
And had a law firm right here in Claremore.
Law firm here, right.
And then what does he do?
Well, practiced law for years. In 1929, he bought a half interest after he had a successful law practice going. In 1929, he bought a half interest in a ranch that was owned by the Bilby family. And it was about 18,000 acres in Wagner, Rogers, and Tulsa County. Then in 1934, he bought the other half interest. And of course, this was right in the middle of the Depression.
29, the stock market crashed.
Yeah, and 34 wasn't any better. So I didn't see much of my dad during that period of time because he got ulcers. He owed everybody in the country because he had borrowed money. He went for 2 years to each creditor and debtor, telling them that if they'd give him time, he'd pay them back. And he got ulcers, and the only thing he could keep on his stomach was milkshakes and raw eggs. And he lived on that for a couple of years.